Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
The dangers of marriage counselling, why it often fails. Have you considered or are you in marriage counselling? If your marriage is in trouble, then your answer will probably be yes. But will marriage counselling help you? Will marriage counselling be a healing experience, or will it make your marriage worse? Many people ask me how I ended up as a marriage expert, saving and strengthening thousands of people's marriages all over the world. Nicola, what made you choose this path when you're not yet married? They would ask. The truth is, I was working helping individuals and families through divorce to bring in new positive changes into their life. And time after time, I would hear them say that they were getting divorced and didn't want it to be over. That they had tried marriage counselling or talking it through and it had made things worse. I later discovered that a common statistic is that 75% of marriage counselling leaves couples worse off or divorced after. For literally thousands of couples, it makes things worse. Which is why I created the Empowered Love Formula and Marriage Makeover programs. These are alternatives to marriage counselling because they get the couple into action. So why do we need an alternative to marriage counselling? What is wrong with marriage counselling? When I ask countless couples what happened in their marriage counselling sessions, they describe what happens in individual counselling. Individual counselling is typically where the counsellor listens and empathises patiently as the client tells their story. The counsellor asks questions to expose to the client how they feel at a deeper level and leave it for the client to assess their options. This gentle, laid-back approach will not work if you're trying to save your marriage. Working on a marriage requires focus, action, and structure. Focus, action, and structure. Here lies the problem. Most marriage counsellors are individual therapists. They follow the same way to help a couple. This does not get results. The role of a good marriage professional should be to lead the couple, to be assertive, and provide guidelines on how to change the way they relate. Otherwise, what tends to happen is the couple will move the battleground from their home to the counsellor's office. The counsellor will feel that progress has been made because a lot has been clarified and a lot has been aired. But that is because, for the marriage counsellor, it's the first time they've heard these things being said. But for the couple, they will feel like they have already discussed the same things before and will feel like nothing has been accomplished. In fact, most couples leave feeling hopeless, like they are somehow failing to make things work, like the marriage counselling isn't working for them, so maybe they're doomed. Perhaps their marriage cannot be fixed. This is a mindset that people develop when they go to the very people that are meant to be helping them with their relationship and it's not working, they start to feel nervous or hopeless. And it's not the couple that are to blame, it's the method. Having done some transformational work with individuals and couples now, one thing I know for sure is that you cannot apply the same method of individual counselling to marriage counselling. When a marriage counsellor lets a couple get caught up in trying to persuade the counsellor of each of their side of the story, they are doing the couple a disservice. It's a complete waste of time. Same with focusing on rehashing out the past history and problems again and again. Why? Because you cannot talk someone into your way of thinking. And a marriage expert, in my opinion, is not there to take sides, but there to help. Helping a couple heal a relationship is a completely different process than helping an individual love, heal and find themselves. If you want help with your marriage, you don't just want a professional to listen. You want someone with the confidence in their ability to provide a clear path to healing the marriage and moving forward. This only happens through actions. You want a marriage professional who is not shy about holding you and your spouse accountable to what you agree in your current and future action plan. In short, you want leadership. You want direction. You want someone to guide you what to do based on what has worked for thousands of successful couples before you, right? Unfortunately, couples marriage counselling usually fails in this regard. There's no leadership, there's no direction, there's no focus. And this is why I do what I do. I felt my clients' pain when they said they still love their husband or wife, but they feel stuck or hopeless to change things. The Empowered Love program that I created and the Marriage Makeover program, on the other hand, provide a clear strategy. It's a step-by-step guide that has already worked for countless couples to strengthen their relationship. Another problem with traditional marriage counselling model I see is that there is an overemphasis on feelings. Now, while focusing on feelings is essential for individual counselling, in marriage counselling it can cause undue strain to the relationship. If the marriage counsellor keeps on focusing on having the couple share their feelings and repeat the negative side of the relationship, it can cause more distance, more shame, and more shutdown. Imagine this scenario, which is a true story, by the way, but I've changed the names. Stephen comes home from work one day and finds his wife fuming and shaking. His wife tells him that she's had enough. She is unhappy and it's over. Stephen then wakes up and agrees to join marriage counselling with her. In the first session, Stephen is asked by the marriage counsellor, "How do you feel about being in this first marriage counselling session?" The counsellor asks him. He replies, "I want to save my marriage and make my wife happy." "No," said the counsellor, "that is not a feeling. That is a thought." Stephen replies, "I just want to fix the marriage and I'm ready to do whatever it takes to make my wife happy again." "But how do you feel, Stephen?" the marriage counsellor asks. "I don't know," says Stephen. "I would like to discuss the solution, please. I would like to discuss making my wife happy." "You need to get in touch with your feelings first before we work on the marriage. How do you feel, Stephen?" Stephen feels agitated and hopeless. He is new to this and he's trying his best. He is not interested in insight into himself right now. Right now, his priority is his marriage. He does not care about his psyche. He cares about his wife and children. There is nothing wrong with this. In fact, it's healthy to know what actions to take to save a relationship. It's healthy to know how to turn things around so that Jennifer, his wife, doesn't walk out the door. Because he doesn't want to go into his feelings at this point in time in front of his wife or at all at the moment doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with him. The marriage counsellor then turns to Jennifer. She says, "Jennifer, how do you feel?" Jennifer then shares, "I feel lonely, disappointed, angry, let down, hopeless, and fed up." "Oh, that's great you've shared that. Thank you," says the counsellor. "And why do you feel that way? Please elaborate on your feelings." Jennifer then goes on to explain something she's already shared over 5 times, maybe even more, and Stephen has heard it and took a note of it, but hasn't had any structure or plan to change things. Both Stephen and Jennifer leave feeling more exhausted and disheartened. Jennifer, because she has spent an hour reliving the past pain and got nowhere. Stephen, because he feels more shame, hearing all his failings without a suggestion of how to go about fixing it. Now let me be clear, I absolutely love individual counselling and self-discovery. I've been on my own path of self-discovery for 9 years. I've done all different types of healing. I've done 6 courses to become a certified journey practitioner in cellular healing. I've done NLP, I've done hypnotherapy, I've done advanced counselling, I've done body work sessions. I've done psychosomatic body work healing. I've done Reiki. I've done everything. Well, not everything, because I'm sure there's loads and loads of amazing things out there I'm still yet to discover, and I will. But I've done a lot of work and healing on myself, and I love the transformation. But for a couple, it's different. For a couple, pouring out your heart, sharing all of these negative feelings, which often have so much to do with other things in our lives, often doesn't help a couple. And this is why when I work with a couple, I work with them individually, then a joint session, individually, and then a joint session. And our joint sessions are purely focused on the future. They're focused on actions to become closer, actions to improve communication, actions to rebuild trust, rebuild respect, actions to not allow family interferences or financial interferences or addiction interferences get in the way. And I do this because I love what I do. Now, the way I work may not be for everyone. And I believe that personally, self-exploration is great for people that are ready for it and that want it. If forced upon one or both in the couple, it's not good for them. Because it's called self-discovery because it's at a time where we want to discover ourselves more intimately. And so the time is up to us. So when I do the couple counselling, it's really focused on making sure that we're not going over past history, that we're creating a new relationship. I don't believe in going back even to the past relationship that you had, because we change all the time. I'm changing all the time. And what I want changes, and who I am changes. As I grow, as I learn, as I hang around with different people, as I do more studying, more reading, more writing, I'm evolving. And that's what keeps a relationship alive, as the couple evolve and change together. And the key part of having a solid, close relationship is forgiveness. And often what you find is repeating the past doesn't actually create forgiveness or closeness. Another alarming thing I find with traditional marriage counselling, not all marriage counsellors are like this, is that some marriage counsellors would describe themselves as neutral marriage therapists. And by that I mean they say they're not in favour of marriage or divorce. Instead, their job in the marriage counselling process is to guide you through a cost-benefit analysis of the relationship. To put it another way, they plan to assess your marriage by going through a list of pros and cons for staying married. This is a disaster. You cannot weigh up or measure love, connection, friendship, trust, resentment, or the emotional cost of divorce. The modern world has become very consumer orientated. And unfortunately, this consumer mentality has come into mainstream marriage counselling. Deciding about your marriage is not akin to a purchasing decision. Relationships and family values do not lend themselves to be compared in charts. This approach does not work. It creates more confusion and stuckness. The only way to know if a marriage is savable is to get out of limbo and into action. My approach to strengthening marriages is radically different. I am not neutral unless there is physical abuse or danger. I would never tell a couple that their relationship will not work or that they are better up apart, as some marriage counsellors do. I am not on the side of either one of the spouses. Sometimes I will have a couple say to me that they don't want to go to marriage counselling because the man thinks, well, you're going to take my wife's side, or the wife thinks, well, because my husband found your details first, Nicola, you're going to take his side. And I couldn't care less what the arguments are about. There is no side. I am there and I am on the side of the relationship. I do not need to know who is right and wrong in each story. The key is focusing on a strategy to move forward. Because my opinion on who is right or wrong, on an issue that perhaps you're having or a problem that you're having, is completely irrelevant. Why do you care what I think? I am there to listen and to create a way forward. And this is what a great marriage counsellor should be doing. This is my opinion, and this is how I work. And people either like this approach or they don't. I really feel that this is what couples need. In fact, I know this is what couples need because I know what works. I've helped countless couples now, and I've seen the way that couples' relationships are completely transformed when they throw themselves into an action program. An action program with proven steps where they know exactly, step by step, how to become closer, how to clear things holding them back from the past, how to overcome any tragedies like loss of a job, like an affair, other losses, poor communication, resentment. And I help them do it in a way that's authentic to them, because we don't want to be told by an expert how we need to be in a relationship. We're all different and we need to celebrate those differences. We don't want anyone to change a personality just to make their relationship work. That's pointless. That goes against being who you really are. Recently, a lady called Mary joined my Empowered Love Formula on her own after her marriage counselling had failed to have any positive impact on her marriage. After only 1 week, she began to notice positive changes in how she felt about her relationship, about life. A few weeks later, she noticed a huge shift in her husband's attitude. He was more helpful around the house and less controlling. I asked her what she attributed her success to. She said with marriage counselling, all she kept was being asked was the same questions. How do you feel and what do you think you should do? And this was not helping her at all. And she soon got really tired of that. She felt as if she was not learning anything new. She wanted answers, solutions, and suggestions. She said to me, Nicola, I am so thankful to find that you give answers and steps for me and us as a couple. It's completely different to any marriage counselling we've tried. It didn't change anything. If you're listening and you really want to get started on fixing your relationship, on saving your marriage, then get my 7 secret ebook to really start learning 7 ways how to really transform your relationship. And when you download it, you'll also get a list of powerful relationship boosting emails from me as well, so that you can start having the relationship that you really, really want. So all you need to do is click on the link that comes with this podcast episode. Now, if you want to do something now to help your relationship, let's do an exercise. If you're driving, pull over, you may want to write this down. If you want to make a change right now in your relationship, then do this exercise. If you're driving, find a safe place to stop, press pause, and then write down and do this exercise. If you're in your home or listening somewhere else, then really try and do this. Get a pen and paper. So with your pen and paper, write down a list of everything you're unhappy about. Obviously, this is to be kept confidential for you only. And then on the other side, ask yourself, what do I need to let this go? Is this something I can control? Is there something I need to do? Some action that I can take? Or is there some action that I would love my spouse to take? Or both? If you realise that actually, in order to let this resentment go, you really need some action from your partner, ask yourself, how can I share this in a way that is positive? How can I ask for this in a positive way to change? What is the solution? What do I want instead? When I work with couples, I go through my program, and at the end, I say to them, you're feeling great. You said there's a huge difference in your relationship. You said you feel like best friends again and your passion has been revived. If you want to keep this, are you willing to do this for the next 6 weeks? An action I'm going to set you. And often they'll say to me, well, I want to know what it is, Nicola. I say, no, you really like the results. Are you willing to do something for 6 weeks? And normally they say yes. And what I ask them for the next 6 weeks is to make one behaviour request change of each other. It can be something really simple, like, I really want you to help me with the dishwasher. Or I'd really love it if you put your phone away for an hour each night. Or I'd really love it if we went out on a date night and you organise it. And so what the couple do is they make one behaviour request change of each other each week for 6 weeks. And you have to keep up the first one. So you make the first one, and then the second week they have to do the first one and the second one. Then the third week. And this just then keeps on momentum. And then after that, I'd say to them, great, you've done that. And then once a month on the anniversary, they do a relationship review. So every month on their anniversary, they go out for a nice meal or have a nice evening in or do something together, whether it's a walk or something, and they review, how has the month been in the relationship? How are you feeling? Is there anything you want changed? Are you okay with everything? And this can work really, really well. So ask yourself, do you think that this could work for you in your relationship? And explore it. Because sharing complaints without action is futile. All you're doing is sharing with each other what is going wrong in the relationship, and there's no action, and there's no suggestion for what you want instead. How can your partner help you if you don't know what you want? And how can you help yourself? None of us want to live in a relationship that feels broken and lonely. So I hope that this has been useful for you in some way. I really hope that you download my free report. And I do have my 60-minute marriage secret masterclass. So if you haven't watched that either, I'm going to put the link again with the podcast episode so you can get more support. And the video is about 60 minutes long. So you want to make sure that you have a night or a morning or a lunch hour, if you're able to have a long lunch hour, and give yourself that time, watch the video, and get some real great tips to transform your relationship. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. And for those of you that have given me a rating or review recently, I so appreciate it. Keeps me motivated, shows me which ones you're liking, and encourages me to make more and more of them. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.